Chapter 6. Secrets. When Eleanor and Marianne entered the drawing room of Barton Park the next day, a plump, laughing lady ran towards them and began chatting animatedly, exclaiming how happy she was to meet them at last and what fun they would have together during her stay there. This was Mrs. Palmer, Mrs. Jennings' younger daughter. She was accompanied on her visit to her sister Lady Middleton's home by her husband, a snobbish, supercilious man who found fault with everything and was always discontent. Eleanor, observing them, at first felt surprised that they had married each other, as obviously the two had nothing in common. Then she reflected wisely that this was perhaps not so very strange at all. Mr. Palmer was not the first man she knew to have married a pretty but frivolous woman and then become sour, regretting it.
"Oh, my love!"
Mrs. Palmer was crying now.
"You must help me to persuade the Miss Dashwoods to come to town this winter with us. What fun we shall have!"
Her love did not reply, and, ignoring her completely, instead began complaining of the weather, saying that he hated to be in the country when it rained because the landscape and the company were both so dull. Later at dinner, the girls saw more of Mr. Palmer's charm. He contradicted everybody present, was sarcastic to his wife, and rude to his mother-in-law. Mrs. Jennings, however, as good-natured as her daughter, replied laughing,
"You can abuse me as you please, sir, but you have taken Charlotte off my hands, and now you can't give her back. So there, I have the whip hand of you."
She and her daughter laughed excessively at this. Indeed, Mrs. Palmer seemed to find the indifference, insolence, and abuse of her husband extremely diverting.
"Mr. Palmer is so droll and amusing, isn't he?"
she whispered confidentially to Eleanor.
"He is always out of humour."
The conversation turned to common acquaintances, and Mrs. Palmer revealed that their house in Cleveland was not far from Willoughby's place. Eleanor, hoping to discover some information that could help to justify his strange behaviour to Marianne, asked if the Palmers knew him well.
"Oh, yes, extremely well,"
replied Mrs. Palmer with enthusiasm.
"Not that I've ever actually spoken to him, you know, but I have seen him sometimes in town. I know why you're asking about him, dear Eleanor,"
she continued then, smiling.
"I have heard all about it. Your sister is engaged to be married to him. Well, I'm very happy for her and admire her taste, for he is very handsome. How I shall love having her for a neighbour."
Eleanor was horrified that the news of Marianne's attachment seemed to be known by everyone, and attempted to convince Mrs. Palmer that there was no engagement. But she only laughed more, and said that Sir John and her mother had talked of nothing else in their letters, so she knew it was true. A few days later, the Palmers returned to Cleveland, and Mrs. Jennings went shopping in Exeter to console herself. While she was there, she met two relations who, Sir John, who had accompanied her, immediately invited to Barton Park, saying that their company would be delightful for Eleanor and Marianne, as they were all about the same age. The young ladies arrived soon after and seemed, from their fashionable dress, to be smart and genteel, and from their civil manners, very polite. They said they were delighted with the house and flattered Lady Middleton about her exquisite taste in furniture and dress. They were quick to obtain her good opinion by indulging her beloved children as much as possible, and generally trying to make themselves agreeable to everyone. Sir John told Eleanor and Marianne about his new friends and eventually persuaded them to dine with them all at Barton Park. Eleanor was rather disappointed when she met them, however. The eldest, Miss Anne Steele, was about 30 years old, very plain and not at all intelligent. With a vulgar lack of discretion, she talked of nothing except smart beaux, inquiring how many Marianne and Eleanor had and wondering had there been more eligible men in Sussex than they had found in Devonshire. The younger sister, Lucy, was embarrassed by her silly sister's behaviour. She was about 22 and quite pretty, with nice manners, but she had sharp eyes and a quick, calculating mind. Marianne felt at once she had nothing at all in common with them, since they were not well educated, read very little, and had no appreciation of music, and she went to play the piano. But Eleanor tried to make up for her sister's indifference by getting to know them. She attempted to turn the conversation to more neutral topics, but the eldest Miss Steele was oblivious. She asked Marianne about a certain gallant young man she had heard was often at Barton College, and the rumours that they were secretly engaged. Marianne was mortified, and soon made an excuse to leave. Eleanor suspected Sir John of having told the Miss Steeles about Willoughby, and now began to worry that he had said something of her own attachment to Edward, for he joked about it constantly. Sure enough, after dinner, she heard him whispering loudly to Anne Steele about Miss Dashwood's secret admirer, Mr. Ferrars. Eleanor was surprised by her reaction, however.
Ferrars?
Repeated Miss Steele.
Edward Ferrars, your sister-in-law's brother, Miss Dashwood? A very nice young man. We know him very well.
Now, Anne...
interrupted her sister immediately, frowning.
Don't exaggerate. We have only met him a few times at our Uncle Pratt's in Plymouth. It is too much to pretend that we know the gentleman well.
Anne blushed in confusion.
Ah, yes, of course, Lucy,
she said.
We have only met him a few times.
It was obvious that she was concealing something, and Eleanor wondered what it could possibly be. But Lucy indicated to her sister to be quiet and immediately changed the subject. The next day, however, while she was walking in the garden at Barton Park, Lucy Steele approached Eleanor and asked her if they could talk privately. Eleanor was intrigued, especially when the girl then started to ask her what she knew of Edward Ferrars's mother. What kind of woman was she? Eleanor replied truthfully that never having met the lady, she could not really say. But Lucy was not satisfied. She hesitated and seemed to want Eleanor to persuade her to confess something. After shrewdly scrutinizing Eleanor's indifferent expression, however, she confessed unprompted, saying that she felt she must justify her strange question. She had a secret which she had kept hidden for 4 long years and which would eventually decide her future happiness. Mrs. Ferrars would then become more to her than just a name. She would become her mother-in-law, in fact. At first, Eleanor could not think what she meant. Then, suddenly, seeing Lucy's triumphant and malicious expression, she understood. Lucy Steele was secretly engaged to her own Edward.